2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Let's lock in.
This is Unrivaled.
Yes! Yes!
The teams you live for. The sports you love. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keurig, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Unrivaled 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keurig, Scott Mitchell, and you. Thanks for being a part of the show. You can always download the KSL Sports app wherever the wherever you have a phone, which is probably in your hand or in your pocket. So here's my deal. Man, this show's just flying by, isn't it? Hey, gosh darn it. Jeremy, will you approve my sign-in request for me? That'd be great.
I don't think I have that authority.
You don't?
Sorry.
See, that's the thing. I've been in this building so freaking long, and I just typed in this dumb number that it wanted, and it still said request denied. Who are these people?
Well, maybe you got to talk to somebody about that.
Oh, boy. My key card's not working either. Oh, boy. No, I'm just trying to sign in my dang email.
Mine probably after today won't work.
Oh, my gosh. Sign in request. Come on. Yes, I approve it. It's me. If you say it's me, that's what the terrorists are going to say too. They're going to say they're me. All right. Well, so I don't know. Because on one side it says it's been denied, and on the other side it said it got authenticated. So can't check my email. That's fine. All right. Let's jump into the show here. We got a little chunk of something I want you to hear from DJ and PK's show today, Barry Trammell, who covers college football and would you call this keeping your ear to the ground, or would you say having the satellites? You know, when they listen for radio frequencies in space? This is what Barry Trammell's doing when it comes to rumors in the Big 12 and in the Pac-12. And let's jump in, though, with the cut, as we usually do at the top of the hour here. Let's go.
There we go. The other question. Undeniable. Unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Ain't nothing like it.
All right, the cut presented by G2G Bars. All natural ingredients, no preservatives. G2G Bars, perfect for anybody who needs that quick, tasty, and nutritious boost. G2G Bar, tastes fantastic. And Trajan Wealth, TrajanWealth.com. Bringing you this hour as well. Scott, Barry Trammell had these things to say, and I wanted to. It's about a 3-minute-ish. DJ and PK were asking him about an article that he had written up about someone within the Big 12 family who had mentioned something about some schools in the Pac-12. Here's how it rolled out for Barry Trammell. Take a listen.
My impression is Arizona might be the most interested of the Pac-12 teams, the schools, in potential Big 12 membership. But I could be wrong about that. That's just my impression from a variety of things I've been told. But anyway, when a coach said Colorado, I thought, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But and I knew this was not long after Brett Yormark had met with the coaches throughout the league. So I'm sure this came from Brett Yormark. And I also know Brett Yormark's playing a game. He's, you know, he's playing a negotiating game, and he's trying to turn up fire on the Pac-12 and its members. And so I know nothing is either set in stone, or nothing is even actually truth necessarily. It's all sort of mystical right now. But then, so I sat on that for several days. This actually happened last week. Then I saw the stuff that came out Monday, particularly from Washington State with Kirk Schultz and the budgetary problems and the mess at the Pac-12 office. And the more news coming out about the Pac-12 negotiating the television. And here's the thing, you know, we've been hearing about the Pac-12 media deal for 6 months, really. And 6 months ago when they said, you know, it's not critical. You know, we haven't reached do or die time. And all that was true. But you know what? We're getting close to do or die time. We're getting close to something's got to give. The contract's up, and now it's 13 months. San Diego State's got that huge buyout that goes up if it goes, you know, past a certain deadline. So all kinds of things are percolating, and I just thought, you know what? I don't know if it's true, but I know he told me that, so I'm just going to let people know what the coach told me in the context of all this other stuff. So, you know, I don't know if Colorado's coming, but I know that Colorado has all kinds of budgetary problems. And when you hear that the Pac-12 television contract potentially could be far less than what they're hoping for, then it certainly makes sense. Particularly, Colorado at least knows what it's getting into for. You know, I mean, they've been in the Big 12. They've been with Kansas and Kansas State and Iowa State and Oklahoma State. Those four they were in the league with them for more than 50 years, in a league with Baylor and Tech and, just Baylor and Tech. I'm trying to think of who else. Baylor and Tech, since 1996, they were 25 years with them. On some level, Colorado probably has more comfort at making this move if they should decide to do it. So it's in some level it makes sense that they might be first.
Did Barry Trammell ghostwrite O.J. Simpson's book? If I were to have killed somebody.
here's what I think is going on, okay? When you get in trouble, like the police want to interrogate you.
Yeah.
And they think you've perpetrated a crime,
mm-hmm.
and you've done it with others, right? So they separate you.
Yeah, they get everybody there, and then they go, get this guy over here,
Separate everyone else. And so they want someone to sit there and contemplate, what are the other people saying? What are they doing? What are they thinking? And I believe that this is a tactic that I think the Big 12 they're implementing. I was going to say imploding. They're implementing. And they just want to see if they can find a weak person that's freaking out right now, and they feel isolated, and they're like, I know someone's going to leave. Look, USC, UCLA, they left. They just up and left. No one knew about it. And if they can create some chaos or some cracks in the dam of the weaker links, and they just get someone to move, someone to budge, someone to do something. So they just flood the airwaves with just all kinds of crazy stories. You know, this guy said this, and this school's not happy. I mean, you're listening to Barry Trammell go over all these possible scenarios. And
Arizona, maybe it's Colorado. Right. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and so they just – so now all these schools are like, okay, what's going on? You guys talking to them? But I think what the Pac-12's done a good job of, I want to believe this – is they've said, look, we all need to be together. We need a lot of communication here. We need to be on board. We need to have our story straight to everyone, and everyone needs to hold pat. This is all going to work out. We're going to be better together. We're going to get a deal done, a strong deal done. And I think that's what's happening, because Brett Yormark knows that if you have more games, you're going to get more revenue, and if you have all four time zones or three time, whatever time zones there are in the United States, that it just means your conference is going to be on television all day long. And it's just massive exposure. So Brett Yormark is trying to manipulate that fourth conference, that fourth time zone, that West Coast time zone, as best that he possibly can, and looking at any possible scenario to do it. And all these universities are going, are we in good spot? You know, maybe we need to consider this. Maybe we should reach out and talk to them. And that's all he wants to do. He just wants to get.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby?
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
The schools on the phone and have the conversation.
Right.
And then see what they can do about it.
I think that it's relatively irresponsible for a columnist to go, now, is it true? Is it even close to true? I don't know. But you know what? An unnamed coach said something about it, and Jeremy and I were talking about this before the show. It's like, I mean, if there were sources out there, you would think, hey, a coach is pretty close to this. But the thing is these coaches are like, one, they don't have anything to do with the negotiations.
No.
Their administration is purposely keeping them out of the loop because they have a different job to do.
Yeah.
And so when a coach from the Big 12 goes, you know Colorado's next, right? It's like, well, what? What are you talking about? Next to what? Oh, they're going to bail from the Pac-12, but when are you talking about? What are you talking about? And then it's like, well, and then he goes even further to go, and I think Arizona's actually a better, that's an even more interesting situation. It's like, so in this 15 minutes, he'll jump on and say, hey, man, this is how big of a deal it is. These two schools could come to the Big 12. They could leave the Pac-12, come to the Big 12. Well, where are your sources? I got a guy. But, you know, how you just kind of hear stuff sometimes may or may not be true, and that's kind of what we're looking at here. It's crazy.
Well, when you talk about a coach, there's only going to be one or two coaches at a school. You're going to talk to the head football coach and probably the head basketball coach. I mean, you're not going to be talking to the wide receiver coach or the defensive line coach, and that guy's not going to know. They're not going to know what the program's they'll be the last to know. Any assistant coach is going to be the last to know. And I'm sure the head coach, if he knows, probably is under, like, I'm just assuming that they go, okay, yeah, we're going to leave, but this has to be absolute hush-hush. No, you know, because no one knew about USC and UCLA leaving. And I'm sure that the other schools in the conference would be furious if someone was even having a conversation with another school about potentially joining their conference. Does their contract and their as a conference, are they even allowed to have discussions about leaving the conference? I mean, why would you not put that in your incorporation document?
Where on earth does a coach get that info anyway? Is that,
well, you'd get it from, I guess, the athletic director.
But I'm in the Big 12. Let's say I'm in the Big 12. Where do I get that information from? Do I get it from another coach in the Pac-12 from Colorado?
I think he was referring to a coach at Colorado.
No, it was a coach in the Big 12. Jeremy, did I hear that wrong? Was it a coach in the Big 12 who told him that Colorado's the quote-unquote next one?
I heard he just said a coach.
I thought it was a coach from Colorado.
Either way,
they're next to go.
Yeah, and listen, if it's a coach from Colorado,
either way, yeah, right.
Then you go, those guys operate in the margins as it is. Like they operate on a weird plane of like, fact or fiction to drive up any kind of conversation at all, probably, to be able to make their case more special. I assumed he was talking about a Big 12 coach had said Colorado's coming next. We have some info here.
I wonder if Coach Prime maybe goes, look, once Texas, Oklahoma leave the Big 12, we could certainly position ourselves if we got our act together as one of the top teams in this conference. And so maybe he is interested. Maybe, yeah, maybe
it's wild. It's weird. It's wild stuff.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm looking at.
I just think I think all the speculation has more to do with trying to get a weak link, one of these, you know, schools to get nervous and to bolt, and they just want someone to just, you know, run out, and then they're going to get caught, and that's what I think the Big 12 is trying to do.
Okay, I think that for sure there is nobody safe. I do think that we're in the Wild West. We've officially kind of gotten to the point where anything could happen in all these. And if there's a place where you can have some movement, he brought up the Washington State thing as kind of a reason the Pac-12 might be on some weird footing, because they talked about how their revenue was just so – it had dipped so much that they just couldn't – what were some of the things that they're not able to do? It's just like they're going to have to cut a lot of stuff. They're going to have to lay off some people inside athletics and blah, blah, blah. I think that's a Washington State deal more than it is a Pac-12 deal. Washington State's going to have a lawsuit. At least they're going to have Nick Rolovich coming back into town and with a suit on in a courtroom.
But is that an athletic program issue, or is it the university
issue? It'll end up being a university issue. And yeah. I'm just saying that, like, they've got other things going on that make them nervous.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's about the Pac-12 being on solid footing or not. Because what did they put the financials out as? After everything, they were $37-ish million a year, all the Pac-12 programs this last year, after everything.
Yeah.
If they came out today and said their media deal was $37 million, everyone would be pretty freaking happy, I think. Yeah. Right? And so that would be a jump up. It would be 20-ish percent more than what
that's kind of what they thought it might be. And then with all the payout stuff, they get somewhere close to $50 million.
Right.
So
that's the part where I look at it and I go, I don't know why everybody's freaking out right now. And Trammell brought up something that we have also asked the same question of, which is we've been told, hey, it's coming down soon. But that's at this point now, we're looking on a couple months of soon being passed and gone. And 6 months of being told, yeah, they're close. And at the very least, you have a perception issue. And until that perception issue turns into what reality is, perception is reality, right? That's something you taught me, Scott. Whatever people are seeing right now, that's kind of what their thought is about the Pac-12. Whether or not it's true, that's one thing. But as soon as an actual deal gets done, you're going to have people bouncing back and forth with suppositions and their weird thoughts on how this thing is or is not going to go. And Barry Trammell is not going to be the guy who's going to roll out all the details on this, right? I mean, in the end, the Pac-12 is going to go, here's our deal. So I'm still one of those guys that thinks the Pac-12 deal is actually going to be more than what you would have thought. So
I do too. I actually think it's going to be a good deal, and I just wonder though if there is a program that's going to crack.
I kind of hope that it is for the sake of like temporary stability, at least. You know what I mean? Like,
around college football.
Around college football and around what we cover, right? Yeah. It's like the last thing we want is for Utah to be in a conference that gets blown up, and then everybody's looking around going, "Sheesh, man, now what?" You don't want there to be a disaster.
No.
Because this is the golden age of college football in this state, okay? Other people are not saying that. We are, because this is the best football we've ever had at the collegiate level inside this state. In terms of exposure, in terms of big programs, in terms of the biggest conference affiliations you can have. And it's all down to how hard these guys have worked. And if somebody blows this thing up with the Pac-12 going somewhere or all these teams leaving and adding a bunch of teams that are not worthy of a P5, you know, invite, then that's a bummer. And that's bad. It's bad for football in this state that we've worked so freaking hard for, right? And these coaches have. Recruiting is just now starting to be a big deal here in the state of Utah in comparison, right? Think about how hard it was to get guys out of Utah that were talented to get a look somewhere else back in the day. And now it's the opposite. Utah is a hotbed per capita for talent.
Yeah, I still feel it'll work itself out the right way, and at least in the short term. And I think there's probably big changes even moving forward with college football, just in general, not just with the Pac-12, but, you know, probably in a lot of these conferences.
Okay, listen. Registration's now open for the Larry H. Miller Utah Summer Games in Cedar City. Join nearly 10,000 athletes of all ages and abilities competing over 40 events this June. You can register now, utahsummergames.org. That's utahsummergames.org. It's Larry H. Miller Utah Summer Games down in Cedar City for this summer. So let's check it out, utahsummergames.org.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.